I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin.
Sorry, my throat just like went dry.
She's nervous.
I
Welcome to our very first episode of Best Friends
I
with.
just lost my voice. And I'm Caitlin. And today we are discussing Thin Ice by Cassie Mint. I'm gonna leave that in.
A cutie little novella. Yeah, you should.
It
You all
was a
gotta
cutie
start
little
somewhere.
novella.
After the absolute dumpster fire that was our last novella, I had no expectations at all,
Yeah,
actually.
actually, I almost like I didn't want to even read this one because I felt
No.
so burned and betrayed by the last one we read. A different author though, so I really should have
Yeah.
just given I should have given Cassie a
I'm sorry,
chance.
Cassie.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I gave it like an 8.2 out of 10 because, like, for a novella, I say that it's hard to mess up a lot in 80 pages, and that is true.
Well,
It's actually very easy to do. And I was entertained. The main character, unfortunately, was very valid in many of her thoughts and processes. It ended very good.
yeah,
Yeah, couldn't ask for much
I
more
agree.
than that.
Yes, I would give it yeah, I said like a 7.8 out of 10. And honestly, I feel like I could even say higher than that. You know, I'm gonna change that. I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10 because I
Yeah.
was entertained the entire time.
It was
And
good.
I'm excited to read more of Cassie's work. And I did want to read for you all the back of the book from Goodreads. On Goodreads, it's rated a 3.57. Pretty
It's not
like
bad.
I feel that like above average, had a good time reading it.
I think a lot of people don't like the whole coach player relationship thing. I think that's probably
That's
what did it.
fair. That's fair. But you know what? It's supposed to
I
be a
didn't
little
either.
taboo. Yeah.
Anyway.
So Thin Ice. I'm a figure skater with a skilled, handsome partner, but it's not him I want, it's our coach. Dancing on ice with my best friend is a dream, but while my partner sometimes stares at me too long, I'm gazing up at the stands. Coach McKay is stern. He rules over the rink with a glittering scowl, arms folded over his muscled chest. I want him. I want to please him, impress him. I want Coach McKay twisted in knots over me. Am I going crazy here, or does the coach feel the same way, like I'm his? Thin Ice is a short and steamy age gap insta-love story starring a stern coach and his off-limits love.
You know what was like the realest thing in this whole book is her just being like, God, I love that man and how he scowls at me, and I want to do
Yes.
that as he just rails into me.
Yes. She is so valid
She's
for
like, you are
that.
just the grumpiest fucker I've ever met, and like that really does it.
It really gets her engines going. So let's talk about the characters. So Mila, she is the main character. Like we said, she is
So valid.
so valid, so real for that. Like he not only is he grumpy, he's Scottish
Tall, dark, and handsome.
and yes, he's got dark curly hair. Like the only thing is she always mentioned his eyes being pale, which I feel like depending on how pale we're talking, that could be a little
Like
creepy looking.
White Walker pale
Yeah.
eyes, or like,
Or are they just like blue?
just piercing blue.
Yeah, like I don't want them to be like pale because that
I
kind of
feel like
looks
they're
a little
probably
scary.
like a little scary. He sounds a
Yeah.
little scary.
Yeah, but you know what? She's into it.
Yeah, and you know what? She goes after what she wants, but she's never there. No one's ever disrespectful about it in this
Yeah.
book. Like, everyone is so considerate of
You
each
know what?
other's feelings,
Yes.
and
There was a lot of good
it was
communication in this
really
novella.
good communication. She's like, I'm not going to act on this and ruin this man's career because I know it's wrong.
Yeah, and she's like also like she's concerned too about her own career and like her partner's career. She's like, I'm not gonna fuck this up for everyone. She's like, I can keep myself in check.
You know what I also really liked about Mila is that she wasn't really much of a complainer.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the time, I don't know, when you do like sports books, especially like ice skating or anything like that, like I feel like they always have some sad backstory, which I mean, it's a novella, there wasn't enough time for that, but it's like, oh, I'm a poor ice skater, blah, blah, or, oh, I can't afford to do this. It's like, no, like
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit about her home life. Like, all
Yeah.
I wanted to know what was happening here now at this rink,
And we
and that's
didn't
what I
need to
got.
know. Yeah, she was just so and like even when like she was kind of like miserable. I thought it was nice too, because like of course she was going to be miserable after practice because she was like literally like in physical pain. But then she was also like, but you know what? I love this sport and I love what I do. And I was
Yeah.
like, slay,
Not a
girly.
complainer, and I love that for her.
Yeah, we love Mila. And then there's Logan, Coach McKay. He honestly pretty self-aware.
Very self-aware.
He's like, no, I am like 15 years older than this person. Like, she is the person that I'm coaching. Like, I need
I
to
need to
keep
chill
this to
out.
myself. And like, even when they were in compromising positions together, he was like, I am nothing but I'm the consummate professional. You know, I am just the coach. I am giving her my coachly advice and sports massages, just like I do for my buddy Chris. And
Which, yeah, he treated Chris fairly well too, even though he was just raging with jealousy inside. Like, he still understood Chris was an athlete and that
yes.
he needed the same attention from him as any other athlete. And the only
Good
time it really was
coach.
like an issue was when he was like, this dude tried to kiss her, and I didn't like that. But even then, he kept it professional.
Even then, he kept it professional. Yeah, like
He was just a
he,
little grumpy.
yeah, for sure. And he was like hard to please, but like I think he was like that at baseline. He wasn't acting out, he wasn't lashing out. He was chill, even though on the inside he was not.
He was super not. Chris is probably the most complicated character out of all of these people.
He was a little dense.
He was. And I don't think he realized he really wanted Mila until he realized someone else wanted her. And he was like,
Yeah.
but I'm sure that's probably a really difficult position to be in when you have to like be so intimate with somebody else, like especially when it comes to like couples figure skating, like it probably is hard to discern like those different feelings. And
Yeah.
so,
I mean, you see in like TikTok and stuff, there will be a video of figure skaters, and it's like, how do they not fall in love? Like,
like they
I'd
probably
ask,
do
what
a
are
little
we?
bit.
Yeah, like, of course you would be into that. And then I can't even imagine them trying to like date other people because their partners are going to be jealous of the skating partnership. So it's probably a really tough situation. But I just thought it was so funny that Chris was like, damn, you know. Mila is, she's really into someone else. So, you know what I should do is I should try to kiss her.
But you know what? The second she said no, thank you, he was like, mad respect, I will be going.
He was like, I will see myself out. But
That's
then
fine. That's fine. That's fine.
I did get annoyed at him after that, though, because like the next day, obviously things were tense. I get it. But like when he accidentally dropped her, he basically just like filleted the scene of the crime. He was like,
I think he was
I feel like shit.
ashamed.
He
Yeah.
was, but still, like, check on your partner.
Right. Like, she just took a fucking tumble. Okay.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm a head out. That's really embarrassing for me.
But
And I
you
was
know
like,
what?
fuck you.
The second Mila was like, I am safe and I am consensually doing this with this man and I'm also an adult, he was like, all right, yeah, I get that. That's
Yeah.
cool. He's like, also he quit, but like mad respect to you guys.
Yes, so we're not mad at Chris. Chris didn't do anything wrong.
He did not do
And
wrong.
they, Mila and Chris, go on to continue having a wonderful professional and friendship relationship. So there obviously is no heat between them. They're good.
Yeah.
They're fine.
I just loved like there's so much checking in and like consent and stuff in this book. Coach McKay, he was like, if you don't want this, like you need to turn right around and walk out that door. He's like, 'cause I'm getting some mixed signals.
Yeah, I yes, there was okay. So you could say that like at first, you know, there wasn't communication because like they were both secretly pining after each other and like neither like them
Yeah.
knew. But then as soon as they both figured it out, as soon as they both were like, "Oh, you want this too?" They were like, "Okay, bet." And the communication was like on at that point. It was like checking in constantly, like, "Is this still okay? Is this still what you want?" I really appreciated that because
Now,
miscommunication does piss me off in a book.
what I didn't love, I wish he had told her, like, hey, I'm going to leave this job and go to another one because I'd really like to pursue this relationship with you, instead of like her having to come in and crispy and like, yeah, he left, like, he is
Yes.
gone.
I do think he should have like reached out to her to let her know what was going on so she didn't hear it from someone else first, but it did seem like he was there to talk to her
He's trying to
about
get
it.
his ducks in a row first.
Yeah, because it was kind of like from the conversation, he was like, yes, somebody caught us. And so he like already had a confrontation with someone else about it. And
Didn't
like,
want to embarrass her.
yeah, he was trying to like take care of it and then talk to her after. But
Yeah.
unfortunately, she heard it from Chris before they could talk.
For
During
Chris's
that.
defense, he didn't know at the time they were boning. And
Yeah, he
then when
was
she
just
told
like,
him
oh,
that, he
I'm
was
trying to
like,
quit.
fuck, okay.
That was actually so funny because like
He was knocking on the door.
and they were like, oh my God, we're busy. Oh my God. This book was actually low-key funny.
The length was perfect. I wasn't bored, but I also didn't feel like I wasn't getting enough.
Yes.
Like everything was wrapped up with a nice bow perfectly, and I loved that. The spice was amazing, and it was like so well done.
It
It wasn't
was
creepy or
good.
cringy, like
No, because I was worried because that happens a lot, especially when there's like a power dynamic, like
yeah.
fantasy involved. They did kind of like role play that every once in a
They
while,
did.
but it was like in a way that was like, oh yeah,
But it makes
that's
sense
good.
because she does crave that, like,
Yes, she's girly is into it.
perfection and affirmation.
You know what makes it good is the fact that he was like, that's not what this is about to me. It's not about the power dynamic. So he was like, no, we're just Logan and Mila. And she was like, but
Like, what if we
what
could
if we kind of
introduce
role play this?
this?
And he was like, oh, like that's what you want, then yeah. But like it wasn't, that's what made it good is because it wasn't him being a creep. It was
Yeah.
her being like, I think that would be hot. And he
Right.
was like, okay. One thing, this is just such a tiny thing, but one thing I did notice is that there was a typo for Coach McKay's name. On Goodreads, it's spelled the typo way too. But like the very first chapter, McKay is spelled McKay. And then the rest of the book, it's Macky. And it's like the tiniest thing, but I did notice it and it bugged me.
Yeah. Just like a small thing that probably should have been caught. But again, it's a novella, so like whatever. The epilogue was really good. It was really cute.
Was.
And they stayed true to themselves. And like they were both still doing what they wanted and what they're passionate about. And like.
Yes. And I really loved that. I loved that. Yes, they're together now, but guess what? They're still individuals. They're still successful in their own
They
careers,
compete against each other. And I think that's awesome.
which is also like kind of hot. And then, like, whenever he was like, oh, yeah, every time we're in a new stadium, we bang.
I
I was like, that's, you shouldn't do that in public, but
like,
okay.
okay. But I love that for you. And I love that, like, she didn't do the traditional, like, oh, I stopped skating because I had eight children and blah,
Yes.
blah, blah.
Yes. I'm glad that we kept it. Everyone was still at their peak of their career. That was their priority is remaining successful individuals even while they're still together. Yeah, 10 out of 10. The tropes in this novella were great. I loved the grumpy sunshine, like him scowling and her just being like, guys, like, let's all calm down. Forbidden romance, of course, always fun. Age gap, not my favorite.
I
And
don't think it like really freaked me out as much because I don't know if it was just Mila was like mature or what,
yeah.
but
That's the thing is she did act like normal in my
yeah,
opinion.
she didn't
Like,
act like a child.
yeah, and I mean some of the books they do and it's disconcerting
Yeah.
and upsetting. So that was well done. And also like the book is described as insta-love, but like I thought it was done well.
Pining type
Yes,
thing.
because they had both been pining for so long and it's like yeah, I guess maybe like they
Insta
did.
attraction.
Yeah. Because, like, also the epilogue, they were engaged 3 years later. So it's not like they got married,
Yeah.
like, within a year or
That
anything.
was another thing that I really loved that she didn't like, they weren't married like the next month,
Yeah.
type
So
thing.
I don't even think I would call it insta love. Like, it's self-described as that, but.
I think it was just a very normal, nice romance.
Yeah. Like, they were both
It
like,
just like
oh,
a
you're into
weird
it?
circumstance.
Yeah, but guess what? They fixed the circumstance, so it's
Yeah.
fine.
They did. They crossed their T's, dotted their I's, checked the boxes. They did it the right way.
So Whenever we were reading this, Tabby actually told me this is one of six novellas in the Winter Warmers series. And so now I will be reading all of these. I wanted to kind of like look at what the first one is called because
I'm hoping one of them is about hockey.
this was the second one. Yeah, let's look them all up. So the first one in the series, and I think they're all standalone, is Winter Ward. And this one is another age gap story. This is about a famous composer and his muse. Interesting. That's giving like Phantom of the Opera,
I know, my
which
God.
I fucking love. Okay, so Cold Wood is the third one. This is about a woodsman and a girl in a bright red coat. Okay, so it's giving like Red Riding Hood.
I want to read all
Ooh, and
these.
he's got like, oh, he's like got an axe in his hand, and yeah, I'm into it
Ooh.
already. Snowstorm, the fourth one is,
So this is the third one.
oh, this Thin Ice was the second one technically.
Okay.
Snowstorm is about a lonely duke and a college student in an art gallery. Okay, so he like kind of mistakes her for the paparazzi at first, and
Oh.
yeah. And she's like, no, who the fuck are you? Just kidding. I don't know. I haven't read it. Clockwork is about a gruff clockmaker and a sweet young apprentice who makes him tick.
Stop, I'm
Wait. So
blushing.
I think these are all age gap. I think that's kind of the thing here. But
Oh my God.
and then lastly, The Gift is about a shy scientist and the girl who brings him out of his shell. Okay.
All
Oh,
right, yeah, I'm
they're on
down.
an island like in the Arctic Sea. They're like doing like research together, I think.
Oh,
Oh
it's forced proximity.
my God. It's that one's giving that Steminist novella where,
Yes.
oh, which one is
Is
that
that one
called?
also called Thin Ice? No. What is that
No,
one
but it's
called?
something like something that implies cold
Yeah.
below zero.
Yeah. Those are
Yes.
so good.
Yeah, they are.
I love the Steminist
Yeah, and I think I'm
novellas.
about to love the winter warmer novellas.
So excited to take this on and my Goodreads
Follow
numbers.
along for our winter warmers journey. Follow us on Goodreads. just kidding. But join us
But you
next
should follow us
week.
on
No, but
Goodreads.
yeah, actually, join us next week. We are going to be discussing Throne of the Fallen by Cary Maniscalco, which is a continuation of the Kingdom of the Wicked series.
About Prince Envy.
Prince Envy, who
I
we
love
love.
Envy so much. And then the week after, we're going to be doing a installment of Poetry Corner over George Watsky, who really shaped and framed our young lives, and very excited to talk about him.
We love him. And he's had a major glow up.
Yeah,
Because we were
he's
like looking at
actually
his Google images.
huge in the music industry now.
Yeah. So go ahead, start reading Throne of the Fallen if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time, and as always.
Let's get lit.